Dad is the smartest guy you know, so give him a gift that's just as smart, like a battery-powered smart doorbell from Google Nest that lets him see what's happening at his door and answer it from anywhere. The Google Nest doorbell is now on special buy for only $129.99 and works on any home. Find the best and smartest gifts for dad. Feels like Father's Day at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Offer valid through June 19, 2022 at participating U.S. stores and online. Limit 5 per customer.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on the 16th day of June 2022, Thursday. And we have a whole lot to cover tonight. And so we have Randy in his room back there. Courageous Craig at the board.
Good evening, everybody.
And we have little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
She's getting ready to go join and help Randy and Craig. And way out yonder in the hills of Missouri, we have none other than, well, Parson Joe Larson.
Yes, that young child of the kingdom is here.
Yeah.
Work once more with you.
You know, Joe, I have proof. I do. I actually have proof that you're older than dirt. Did you know that?
I've been accused, so I'm not going to say much.
Proof's in Ephesians chapter 1. It says, the Lord knew us before the foundations of the earth.
Earth, yeah.
That's
even older than other people thought I was. So.
Yep, there
I'll
you go.
Go along with that.
All righty. So now, after we got that settled, we got a whole lot to talk about tonight. So now, folks out there, you prissy preachers, you better get your pink bloomers up, because I'm going to say a prayer here. I'm going to invoke an imprecatory prayer, because it is needed. And the reason for that, Joe, is the California House passes an infanticide bill legalizing the killing of innocent little precious newborn babies 7 days or more after they're born. That's right, in a vote of 48-21, the ungodly, unclean, wicked, evil, deathocratic-controlled assembly in California voted to pass AB 2223, which pro-life advocates have dubbed the infanticide bill, because it would allow newborn babies to be legally killed, murdered, with no penalty or punishment for their ungodly, unclean mothers. And so,
the founding fathers said that was not allowed. Never, never, never.
Well, that doesn't matter. What matters is that God said that's not allowed. God says that's a transgression. That's a transgression of his domain. Remember what he said? He gave man a dominion over the environment. He kept dominion of man for himself.
For himself.
And when you destroy that, what did he say? You have to forfeit your own life. So what we're going to do, we're going to pray and get the people to pray tonight that God will bring that sentence. He will pass that sentence upon these wicked people. And here's why. Well, he's told them, Joe, let's go to the prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we come before you, Lord, you have said, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You gave people the opportunity, that you gave them the opportunity to call upon the Lord Jesus and to claim that substitutionary death. He died in our place. But Father God, these people are shaking a rebellious fist. They've chosen death, and you have told us, Lord, in your word, that those that hate you love death. And these people love death. And I would pray, Father God, for every single one of them that voted to kill the babies. Lord, that for everyone there in California that voted to kill the babies, that you would visit that death right back upon them. That you would visit that death that they want to embrace. Not just those, but also those there in New York, too. In that New York. And I would pray the same, Father God, Lord, for those, Lord, that are out marching and screaming and threatening. Now they're saying they're going to burn down abortion mills. They're going to have rages and attack. They're not abortion mills. They're going to burn down pro-life centers, those in the crisis pregnancy centers. These people are wicked and they're evil and they're ungodly. And, Lord, that Eric Garland who sets back that very corrupt, very, very corrupt, very corrupt, unclean, dirty cop. Lord, that you would again put that, return the death that Nancy Pelosi has voted for. She come out and she said she's a good Catholic and that's why she's pro-death. That's why she's for abortion. Lord God, that you would visit that death upon her and upon all of those out there, those that you, when you have said, I will give you life and death, have set before you. And you've told them to repent or perish. You've told them to repent or perish. You've told them not to transgress your dominion. That if they do, they have to forfeit their lives. So, Lord God, I would just ask, Lord, that you do this. You do this, Lord, because if they're allowed to continue, they'll just murder more innocent people. The more they're allowed to continue, the more children born and unborn, that these wicked, evil people will continue, Lord, to kill. They're wicked. They're wicked to the bone. And so these things we ask. And Lord, I would pray, too, that the people out there are praying this prayer with me all over the country. Lord, that there would be people with enough integrity. And Lord, I know that there's a small percentage of pastors that are real pastors that are bold and that really hold to the Word of God, that are not hirelings, but they really do hold to the Word of God, like Paul and like Peter and like others. Lord, that those would also pray that prayer and petition you, Lord, to visit that very same death upon these wicked people that refuse to repent, so that the innocent would not have to suffer for their evil. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen to that.
And so I know that that's...
It's just unbelievable that they would even say, you know, days pass, weeks pass, whatever they're trying, that any living human being could take a newborn baby and kill it is just unconscionable. It's unimaginable to most of us.
It is. And you know what is also in this day and age that we're living in, Joe, I would have to say that maybe that there would probably be less than 1% of those on the air out there tonight or during the day that would have the integrity to pray that prayer. I would agree with you. That would have.
We almost never hear imprecatory prayers anywhere in this country. It's too, they're too wishy-washy, too weak.
Right, because we really do believe the Word of God. We really do believe the Word of God. And so that's why they don't. All right, now we're talking about the books of the Bible.
In the Bible.
Yeah, and we talked about the book of the law. We talked about how that was the copy of the law and how the book of the law was placed in the Ark of the Covenant and how the book of the law was the foundations of Israel's religion. And then we talked about the book of wars. And tonight we're going to talk about the book of judgment. And then
judgment.
We have the book of judgment, Ezra, the book of the living, the book of life, the Book of Remembrance and the Book of Seven Seals yet to cover this week. So with that, let's go to Daniel chapter 7. Read me verses 1 through 10.
In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens drove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings, therefore, were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised itself up on one side, and had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. And the beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth, and it devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked away by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands, thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened.
All right, Joe. Well, we forgot to mention.
You want me to go to 12, right?
No, no, stay. I forgot to mention. Well, go ahead and go to 12.
I beheld them because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time.
All righty. We forgot to, well, I want to mention, this is Pledge Week. This is, I should have mentioned that, but. We were more concerned about with how the wickedness out there. But, folks, the phone lines are open at 888-281-1110. That's 888. Now, you can go with credit card with well, let me see. I got the announcement here to read. This is the way I'm supposed to read it. Ready? All right.
Okay.
We accept PayPal, credit cards, checks, and now even crypto. Boy, what a time for that, huh?
Yeah, the timing was not good.
Yep, so go to www.wrwl.org, wrwl.org, and select the blue donation button. Our radio ministry does not have any corporate sponsors. It's fully funded by generous people like you. Help us save America and spread the word from coast to coast. All right, here now, again, the phone lines are open right now at 888-281-111. That's the credit card number. Or 888 Yeah, 1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, yesterday, you know, when we were, after we had gone off the air, we had these pledges that came in. Janet from Massachusetts pledged 1,000, and Anonymous from Tampa pledged 2,000. David from Texas pledged 100, and Mike from Ohio pledged 20. So we thank you, thank you, thank you. And tonight so far we've had Vince in New Jersey has pledged 150. Linda in New Jersey has pledged 150. They must be together. Or that's New York. Oh, that's New York pledged 150. Bugs Bunny in Little Rock, Fletcher's 200. That's my buddy out there.
Yep.
Alrighty, so, all right, now let's get back to this. Now, Joe, here, chronologically, you know, the Bible is not chronological order. If you try to study the Bible in chronological order, you're going to end up with a dog's breakfast of doctrine. In this chapter,
a little confusing, yes.
This chapter here actually takes place before chapter 5 of Daniel. So here, if you go to chapter 5, and you start out with Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to thousands of his lords and drank before the thousands. Well, this chapter took place, and that was about 553 B.C. And so here now, what happens is the book, the first six chapters of Daniel they're talking about the present history. The last six chapters are about prophecies and about the future. So here we talk about, we're watching, Daniel had this vision of four huge beasts, each representing the world empires. And so as we take a look at that, the lion with the eagle wings represents Babylon with her swift conquest. The statues of winged lions have been recovered. Statues all over Babylon, several of them of winged lions. The bear who ravaged the lion is Medo-Persia. The three ribs in his mouth represent the conquest of three major enemies. And then, of course, we take a look at the leopard, Joe. The leopard is Greece. Now, its wings show the swiftness of Alexander the Great's campaign as he conquered much of the civilized world in 4 years. The leopard's four heads are the four divisions of the Greek Empire after Alexander's death. He died young, too.
Right, very young.
Yeah, so.
And there were the four generals that carried on after him.
Now, the fourth beast is the one that we need to be concerned with here. The fourth beast was not a world power which Daniel recognized at that time. Actually, it represents Rome and the end times. Many Bible scholars believe that the horns correspond to ten kings who will reign shortly before God sets up his never-ending kingdom. Now, these ten kings had still not come to power at the time of John's vision, Joe. John's vision recorded the book of Revelation 17:12. The little horn is a future human ruler, and it's the guy we call the Antichrist.
Antichrist, right.
And, or in 2 Thessalonians, verse chapter 2, where he's referring to the man of sin. Now we have many Antichrists today. We have many men of sin. You've got one, Joe Biden is an Antichrist and a man of sin. Barack Obama was referred to as the Dark Prince, the man, he is an Antichrist and a man of sin. Now, a lot of people don't.
This is the, what, the,
yeah.
The capitals, right?
Right. The scripture tells us that today there are many, many Antichrists. And see, a lot of people don't, because they're not really biblically literate, and they haven't heard this preached before. So when you hear this, they say, well, how can he say that? Because they don't understand the Word of God. They don't read it, okay? And so now here, this prophecy, when you get down, John, from 9 through 12, shifts to the end times. The judgment scene is similar to the one seen by the Apostle John. Remember Revelation chapter 1, 14 and 15. Now, here, Almighty God, the Ancient of Days, who assigns the powers to kingdoms, will himself judge those kingdoms in the end times here, Joe. Now, Daniel saw.
Well, interesting, because right after he describes the Ancient of Days, then in verse 13, he had saw in the night visions, behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before, and he was given dominion, kingdom, glory, and a kingdom. There's, we have the Father and the Son and Daniel, and we know in Daniel 6, Daniel in the lion's den saw Jesus, the angel of the Lord, is the one who went in and shut the mouth of the lions to save Daniel.
Right.
So it's got quite a bit of God in Jesus in the book of Daniel.
Well, as we get to the book of the seven seals, what it just talks about, what you just read there, you see that, what you just read in Daniel 13. And I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man come with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days and brought him near before him. So if you go ahead and read Revelation 5, when we get there, 1 through 14, you're going to see that when that one comes before the Ancient of Days, he takes the book of life out of the right hand of the Father.
Father, and he's, who else has the power or the authority to take the book of life, right?
Right. And so, all right, now it's time to shift over to
Ezra
chapter 4. In Ezra chapter 4, 6 actually through 24.
All right.
And let me
and
see.
In the reign of Cyrus, in the beginning of his reign, wrote they unto him accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. In the days of Artaxes, wrote Bishlam, Mithridath, Tabeel, and the rest of their companions unto
Artaxerxes. It's Artaxerxes. I know it's hard to pronounce.
King of Persia, and the writing of the letter was written in the Syrian tongue and interpreted in the Syrian tongue. Rehum, the chancellor, and Shimshah, the scribe, wrote a letter against Jerusalem to Artaxerxes, the king, in this sort. Then wrote Rehum, the chancellor, and Shimshah, the scribe, and the rest of their companions, the Dinites, and the Apharsites, and the Tarpalites, and the Arphalites, Archites, and the Babylonians, and the
Susanites,
and
the Dehavites.
Dehavites and the Elamites.
Yep.
And the rest of the nations whom the great and noble Snapper brought over and set in, and let the king out.
In the cities of Samaria.
Yeah, hang on. My pages, I can't get a page turned, sorry, just a sec there. In the cities of Samaria and the rest that are on this side the river and at such a time. This is the copy of the letter that they sent unto him, even unto Artaxerxes the king, thy servants the men on this side the river and at such a time. Be it known unto the king that the Jews which came up from thee to us are come to Jerusalem, building the rebellious and bad city, and have set up the walls thereof, and joined the foundations. Be it known now upon the king that if this city be builded and the walls set up again, then will they not pay toll, tribute, and custom, and so that thou shalt endamage the revenue of the kings. Now, because we have maintenance from the king's palace, and it was not meet for us to see the king's dishonor, therefore we have sent and certified the king, that search may be made in the book of the records of thy fathers. So shalt thou find in the book of the records, and know that this city is a rebellious city, and hurtful unto kings and provinces, and that they have moved sedition within the same of old time. For which cause was this city destroyed? We certify the king that if this city be builded again, and the walls thereof set up, by this means thou shalt have no portion on this side of the river. Then sent the king an answer unto Rehum the chancellor, and to Shimshah the scribe, and to the rest of their companions that dwell in Samaria, and unto the rest beyond the river, peace at such a time. The letter which ye sent unto us hath been plainly read before me, and I commanded, and search hath been made, and it is found that this city of old time hath made insurrection against kings, and that rebellion and sedition have been made therein. There have been mighty kings also over Jerusalem, which have ruled over all countries beyond the river, and toil, tribute, and custom was paid unto them. give ye now commandment to cause that these men to cease, and that this city be not builded until another commandment shall be given from me. Take heed now that ye fail not to do this. Why should damage grow to the hurt of the kings? And when the copy of the king's Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum and Shimshah the scribe and their companions, they went up in haste to Jerusalem unto the Jews and made them to cease by force and power. Then ceased the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. So it ceased unto the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
Well, here, Joe, Artaxerxes said that Jerusalem was associated with insurrection and rebellion. Where have we heard that lately, huh?
Yeah.
And so that's, I mean, that's what the January 6th thing is all about, about Trump and anyone who is pro-life, pro-God, pro-family, you know, pro-free market, pro-police, pro, you know, any
right.
people
we
that...
are the, yeah.
Yeah, so they were accusing. But here, Artaxerxes had a case in the sense that, yeah... Who are these kings that he were talking about? A few of them. Well, one was King David.
King David himself, yeah.
Yeah, before him was Saul, and after him was Solomon. But one had been closer to that time was Zedekiah. Remember, Zedekiah had rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, you find that in Second Chronicles, I believe, 36, chapter 36. It talks about... And it cost him dearly to do that. And so here, but when we take a look at that, and of course that's, you know, that was Artaxerxes made a decision, but that decision didn't last very long because Darius, the king of Persia, when he got in, he overturned that right away.
Right.
And so here...
And they started to rebuild the temple.
Yep. Now here, again, we're seeing the very same things. The Democratic Party is controlled today, and they don't want what? They don't want America to come back to being a good nation. They don't want us to be great again. They don't want us to be good.
No, they don't want us to be that Christian nation, one nation under God. That is the part they want to get rid of. We know the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, said all our laws and institutions were based upon the Ten Commandments of God and the teaching of the New Testament, which is nothing more or less than the doctrine of Jesus Christ.
All righty. Deacon Mark pledges 100. Carol in Ohio pledges 100. And Enrique in Texas pledges 40. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay.
Texas.
Okay, the phone lines are open. Folks... We really got to get, we got to get those lights lit up. We got to get these phones moving. Joe, we've already gone. We've only got, right now, we have got 1 hour and 15 minutes, right? That's how much we have left. Okay, now, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We'll be back. Listen to this very carefully, folks. Just listen to this little soundbite.
FreeTheBeaver.com. We want our country back.
Back in 2008, while the masses flocked to Obama to save them from Dick Cheney, those waking up to the American nightmare could clearly see how he was a puppet to Wall Street and the big banks, and also to the military-industrial complex. Their profits soared as the anti-war movement disappeared. Obama even had an American citizen killed with a drone strike while eating dinner. Obama loved predator drones, and he normalized the unending war.
I have two words for you, predator drones. You will never see it coming. You think I'm joking?
At first, Obama was not threatened by the election of Donald Trump. He had the all-powerful media on his side.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump. at least I will go down as a president.
But that didn't last.
If we fall for...
Trump got elected, and Obama helped lead a massive attack against him with the entire establishment, mainstream media, and loyal Democrats. And by the time the 2020 election was stolen right before our eyes, there was no doubt that Joe Biden was a puppet. But whose puppet?
I think it's no surprise to know that it's not just Obama, but it's the whole Obama-Clinton machine that has been in power for a long time and continues to pull the strings behind the curtain in the Biden administration. But when we're talking about this Ministry of Truth, Will, what's even more disturbing than the fact that you have all these Democrats who are supporting it is that there are powerful Republicans who are supporting it as well.
Obama and Clinton are puppets, along with at least 99% of all the Democrats and Republicans in Congress. And it's not even a government anymore. It's a criminal cabal made up of several crime families and corporations that see the people as a commodity. And now, while being exposed for some of the biggest crimes in American history, they are stealing every last penny from the American people, creating a worldwide famine, and provoking a war with a country that is showing off ways they can nuke we the people into oblivion. In Germany, hundreds of thousands of people are demanding that their government stop sending weapons to Ukraine and urging them to move towards a peaceful resolution. While in America, it seems as if everyone is just going about their business, waiting for the next election, as if it's just a series on Netflix we are watching. But if we sit and do nothing, as we watch them start a nuclear war, are we innocent? The U.S. government is training Ukrainian soldiers in Germany and supplying Ukraine with hundreds of newly declassified suicide drones. The liars and thieves inhabiting the U.S. government are starting this war for their own puppet masters. But they are no one special, just old, old money with centuries of fraud. And we outnumber them 10,000 to 1, conservatively. They are not going to stop. And now that they are being exposed, it's just going to get worse. And so, wouldn't it be beautiful if we the people can stand up for what's right and stop World War III? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All righty, we're back. And folks, it would be a wonderful, wonderful thing. I want praise the good Lord for Greg Reese and those in InfoWars and others that have the courage to say what was just said there. That's why we're here. Right now, again, there are very, very few that have the courage to bring you. You won't hear any of this. What they call mainstream media is out there. They will betray you, and they are betraying you daily. They will look, you'll look on that TV screen, they'll look you in the eye, and they know that they're betraying you. Their job is to stay to the narrative, stick to it no matter what it is. And folks, we're here, and let me tell you, they hate us. They hate us with a passion. And we don't mind because we wear that as a badge of honor, knowing because the Lord Jesus made it very, very clear. We were his, the world was going to hate us. And boy, the world does hate us. And that's one of the ways that we know that we're on the right track. But anyhow, had to say all that and keep it in prayer. Also, keep in prayer that we don't have to lose Tampa, San Diego, and Atlanta. I'm hoping to at least keep one of the three out there, of those three. But anyhow, keep that in prayer. God specializes in miracles. Now, Pelosi, when asked about her pro-life centers being firebombed, you know, the pro-life centers, those where people work, those are the good people, the clean people, the honest people. Here's what she says. I am a very Catholic person. No, you're not. Nancy Pelosi, you are a wicked old woman. You are an extremely wicked, nasty old woman. And in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 34, Nancy Pelosi describes you. It talks about wicked old women whose skirts are filled with the blood of the innocent. Nancy Pelosi, there's a special hot place in hell for wicked. And by the way, Romans 1, Nancy, it says you're unclean. You're an unclean, wicked woman. Now, Nancy, let me tell you this. Here's what God's Word, the Bible, says. Repent or perish. Nancy Pelosi, remember what John the Baptist said to Herod? He called out to Herod. Nancy Pelosi, Pastor Baptist Sanders here is calling out to you. Repent, old woman. You better repent. Because, old woman, let me tell you something. You're now spring chicken, and your time could come anytime, and God controls that. And to die in your sin, and I know a lot of you think that, well, you'd rather rule in hell. You can't take your money, and in hell, you're going to be just another one of Satan's suffering masses down there, Nancy. You can't take any of that money with you, and you've just about finished here. So you better repent, Nancy, because hell is a long place. It's a hot place for a long, long time. There you go. Now, what do you have to say about that, Joe?
These people just amaze me. They've been in so long, and they've gotten so rich, and they are so power-hungry and wicked, and people just don't seem to get how dangerous that is, how leaving them power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Well, the longer they're there, the more power, the more corrupt. History repeats itself. It's one of those things we've been told for hundreds of years, and mankind still hasn't figured out that those old sayings are true.
Okay, Biden may declare a national public health emergency if Roe v. Wade is overturned. An ungodly antichrist, Joe Biden, a wicked man. By the way, I have here an article, and the article, and we'll get to that, with Joe Biden, and it's about his daughter and her diary, and how she's talking in there, how he made her take showers with him. And she looks back, she said that caused her, well, I'll find the article and we'll go through that. But and then there's a picture here of about 20 different occasions where he's got his hands on children or women, where he's got, and little children too. Now, Joe Biden is considering announcing a national public health emergency if Roe v. Wade is overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court in coming days. Authoritarian move by Biden. This is a move that would be made by a dictator, by a criminal dictator,
yeah,
by the Biden regime.
He's using these emergency powers, and he's just basically ruling. There's no division of power anymore. The legislative, judicial, executive branch. He's just doing everything by.
Well,
you know,
the idea is that he's going to overrule the legislation of all the states and all the red states, that we will kill as many babies as we can possibly kill. Joe Biden is a wicked, evil man. And again, if Joe Biden dies today, he's in hell for eternity. Again, folks, let me tell you, it's this world out here is not for real, and this world out here that's not going to last long. What God says is for real. And I'm telling you, see, a lot of people don't believe that, but every one of them that have ever died knows it now. They believe it now, Joe.
And so, everyone that's dead realizes that there is a God in heaven, there is a hell, and there are no unbelievers. Well, this is the New York Times, and they came out, and they said that he's going to use an emergency declaration to ensure physicians who carry out abortions in states where they are not licensed are shielded from legal liability. And he's got another proposal that physicians in states that ban abortion can conduct the deadly procedure on federal lands, such as doing it on a military base. It's federal land, not state. And so this is the kind of thing that he's getting ready to do. And they wondered, the crazies are after him to do it now, get ready like Elizabeth Warren. They want she wants Biden to issue an executive order instructing every federal agency to develop a plan protecting the rights to slaughter, murder children, you know, where God says, shall not, cannot, must not, will not shed innocent blood. Elizabeth Warren and some of the others there, Patty Murray, Senator Murray from Washington, you've got to use your executive orders to shed that blood, to kill those babies. I mean, I've never seen anything so insane, so...
These are hussies from hell.
Hate and violence in my life.
They don't have... Let me tell you what. They don't have the, this right that they're talking about, okay? They don't have a right to kill a child. God has said that that child belongs to them. God has said Liz Warren is a wicked, unclean woman. Now,
the child is his. Is what
that's exactly right. And see, Elizabeth Warren is going to learn that in spades. Her own nasty mouth is going to be shut up. And again, unless that wicked old woman, unless that extremely wicked old woman should find the intelligence to repent, that wicked old woman, again, folks, you know, God's word, we have 6,000 years of history, 6,000 years of history to show you the accuracy of God's word. The problem of it is there's only a very small percentage of us who have studied history that understand and know that, okay? The vast majority of people up there, especially the younger people today, are la-la landers. They're clueless. They're wandering around in a fog.
Brainwashed, not educated. We've got right now he has the Department of Injustice. The Office of the Legal Counsel is looking at whether federal funds can be used to pay the travel expenses of women seeking an abortion in another state. And he came out and Biden told Jimmy Kimmel on ABC's Late Night, overturning Roe would spark a mini revolution. Now, he's talking here's a real revolution, a real insurrection. They're promoting people get out there and scream, yell, get violent, do everything they can to stop this, you know. And yet they accuse the people there January 6th of a armed insurrection when nobody had any weapons. And there was no insurrection, no trying to overthrow the Constitution, no changing. These are the people who are trying to rule by executive order, overthrow the Constitution, and disavow. We're our republic. They were screaming, "We want to destroy their democracy." Well, folks, we're not a democracy. The left is screaming, they're going to destroy it. If the Republicans are elected, they'll destroy our democracy. We are a constitutional republic. We have a democratic form of government within the republic, but a republic is a rule of law, laws that do not change. Murder is illegal in a republic. Killing children is illegal in a republic. And that's the definition. Rule of law, laws that do not change, because they're based on God's laws, which cannot change.
Betty in Michigan pledges 100. Folks, the lines are open. They're not ringing. We have got now 1 hour. We have 1 hour left. Just 1 hour left, okay, and we are way, way short. I mean, we are really way short. We're worse off than we were last night at this time. But by God's grace, we pulled it out, by the help of God and all those good folks, we pulled it out. Right now, we're farther behind than we were at last night at this time. And so I think...
I know we're doing hard subjects, folks, but it's stuff you need to hear. You may not like it, but it's stuff you need to know, need to hear, because so much depends on you having knowledge.
Right now, John or Joe, we need $5,800. $5,800. We're $5,800 short of our mark. So, folks, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We've got to hear from you. Now, Joey tells you that here in the last days, the deception, Joe, the deception is so great. Matthew 24, he tells you that if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect. If it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. Now, I was watching that trials today, that fake illegitimate trial. You know, Joe, when you have hearings, you're supposed to have both sides at the hearings. You know, like when you go into a courtroom, you have the prosecution and the defense.
And the defense,
right.
Yeah.
Well, see, these fake, illegitimate hearings put on by these illegitimate people, they only have the prosecution.
Yeah.
And, you know, even in the second day, even the chairman of that said just that there's nothing here that can convict Trump. That's what they want to do. They're scared to death of Donald Trump. They're scared to death because he's pro-life, he's pro-God, he's pro-family, and he's free enterprise, he's pro-America, and that's why these communists hate him so much. Okay? And so here, you know, he tells you again, if it were possible, and the reason a lot of people are going to listen to this, and they're going to believe these people, Joe, and the reason they're going to believe these people is because they're unsaved. If they were saved and they had the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, they would know better, but they're not. And those ones that believe what they're seeing here, and I can prove that, Joe, by going right over here to the greatest source of wisdom in existence, what we could absolutely trust completely. Okay. Here's what it says. But God hath not revealed hath revealed them unto us by the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. And see, that's the problem. That's what they have. They have the spirit of the world, not the spirit of God. This is why they don't understand. But the spirit of which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches in comparing spiritual things with spiritual. We understand what is spiritual and what are not spiritual. We understand what are things of God and things of the world, and that entire kangaroo court is as illegitimate gets, and it's the entire thing is of the world. All right, Craig in Michigan pledges 100. Folks, we are still very, very short. 888-281-1110. Or
you realize it is really hard. They tell you that, you know, radio is free, but remember, we don't have advertisers. We don't have sponsors. It's been a partner. When Pastor Ernie set this ministry up, it's been a partnership between the ministry and you, the listeners. We're doing the work. We're not drawing a salary. We're not taking pay. We're donating our own time, our own talent, our own treasure. And your donations pay the bills. So it's basically everything you donate goes directly to paying the ministry's bills. And the big bill is the radio airtime. That's why we're going to possibly lose three stations, Tampa, San Diego, and Atlanta, because not enough listeners donate, and we cannot pay the airtime. It's simple. If you want to hear from us, you have to donate. You have to work with us and help pay that airtime, or we're off the air. And I'll remind the listeners, once we've lost a station, we have never been able to get one back. We've gotten some new ones, but we've never been able to reclaim one that we've had.
Well, no, it's because you have to give a notice, and I know that they sometimes will hold that down maybe to a week or two, but when you get a notice that you're going off there, the first thing they got to do, they got to fill that time, okay? And they got to sell that airtime. So, okay, here, despite ongoing energy crisis and record fuel prices, nearly every day, leftist activists are suing the Biden regime to block 3,500 oil and gas permits. That's right. A group of environmentalists, these are hardcore communists. These are hardcore, and they're suing the Biden regime to vacate over 3,500 oil and gas drilling permits already approved in two states, despising rising fuel costs and national energy. Remember, the lawsuit was filed Wednesday by two wildlife conservative activist groups, the Center for Biological Diversity and Wild Earth Guardians, and the environmental activist law firm Western Environmental Law Center. These folks have decided for you that you should be paying $10 a gallon of gas. By the way, they don't really think you should be driving your car at all. And they will decide for you. And they've got Joey. He's their puppet. Joey's their puppet. And so,
and
folks,
remember, you know, there have been many of these other leases that the government has approved, and they keep, you hear the president's mouthpiece, you know, out there. Oh, you've got all these leases. Use the leases you have. Well, most of those leases are tied up in lawsuits. Many of them don't have oil on them. And, you know, here we had Biden the other day went and wrote a letter. He's threatening the oil companies because you're not refining enough gasoline. Well, folks, there's a big problem. The refineries we have are running at almost total capacity. We've lost a lot of our refineries. They have, in fact, I think it was a week or two ago, another big one shutting down because it is so old that they cannot afford to repair it, and there's no money to rebuild a refinery. No refineries are in the works. No plans to build any. Why? The Obama administration put it out to everybody, the banks, the World Banks, and everybody all over, that we are going to get rid of fossil fuel. So what banker in his right mind would lend money, huge amounts of money, to build something like a refinery to a company that's going to be out of business because the Biden administration said no more fossil fuel, we're going to get rid of it? So they're doing all these things behind the scenes, but he comes out on public and you hear him saying, well, I'm going to threaten these companies. I'm going to bring out the Emergency Powers Act if you guys don't.
He's as crooked gets, folks.
Yeah,
888.
He's out of both sides of his mouth at the same
time, folks. 888-281. The phone lines are not ringing. And if they don't start ringing, we don't start hearing from you. You won't be hearing from Joe because we won't be here. And it's 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Those are especially for the credit cards, or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. They keep trying to push you into these electric cars that you can't afford. And folks,
no charge stations to
Well, charge. Yeah. And so what's going to happen when we come back from the break? We're going to be going to a break. We're going to play a clip when we come back from that break. And just listen carefully because it's a common sense. It's what you will not hear at NBC, ABC, or CBS. And we are here because of the cause of Christ and the cause of the truth. We are here to be the watchman on the wall to warn you. And by the way, folks, it's a good time to put up a lot of food. I would put up a lot of food. Clean water. Things are going to get tough out there, and it wouldn't hurt right now. Even though I know gas prices are high, to store some gasoline, to have it ready, because they're out to reduce us. They want to put us in a total depression. This is being done on purpose by the Democratic Communist Party. This is the Great Reset. They don't want to have another election. They will try to stop the election. Folks, they know that if there is an election, they're gone. And so, anyhow, how much time do I have here? I know I was running over. Okay. Anyhow, we're going to a break when we come back. We're going to go right into the clip when we come back. Now, listen to this clip because it's just a lot of good common sense. So we'll be back right after this call. We better hear from you or you won't hear from us.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.